Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Members returned from dinner on Tuesday night to resume debate on the Dairy Industry Restructuring Sunset Provisions Extension Amendment Bill, now in its committee stage and starting with the title clause, as Committee Chairman Lindsay Tisch kept reminding Labor's Damien O'Connor.
Our support for this bill is not to guarantee supply to competitive exporters into the future. It is to ensure that there's ongoing supply to the domestic market.
Labor's agriculture spokesman then explained the reason for his party's stance.
One of the big questions hanging over the industry is the level of foreign ownership. And the national government has allowed Synlait to be purchased by majority foreign shareholding.
Clause one,
that's right, Mr. Speaker.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, and it wasn't long before he had to bring Damien O'Connor to heel again.
They take milk.
We're on the title, clause one.
On clause one, that's right. The Dairy Industry Restructuring New Sunset Provisions Amendment Bill, Mr. Speaker. And as I say, we need to know that this is about basically an odd commercial arrangement that was laid down when Fonterra was set up. And the reasons for it were that the dominant position that Fonterra has in the market required some access to milk for independent and innovative producers. And we did that, but we've seen emerge some large export competitors of Fonterra who continue to access this milk, and it is important that we review the situation.
Damien O'Connor was followed by National's Colin King, who also struggled to stay on Clause 1.
The title is very, very appropriate. Appropriate from the point of view that it just reminds the Labor members over there, and I do have some sympathy for the former member for West Coast Tasman, because he is probably the final remnants of any rural representation within the Labor Party. And when he goes, we'll know that we will have no longer a dairy representative with
title.
A dairy representative on the other side of the House. They will continue to be teachers, academics, and misguided unionists. So, Mr. Speaker, this is a very, very important bill.
Title. We're on the title.
The Dairy Industry Restructuring New Sunset Provisions.
Colin King's jibe about teachers and academics across the chamber drew an immediate response from Labor's Ashraf Chowdhury.
This academic certainly loves dairy and certainly loves farming, because I spend my life in some one or the other way into farming or helping farmers, along with my colleague here who's a good dairy farmer. Well, that's fine, that's all right. I'm leaving the parliament in a very happy way. So don't you worry about it. You know, we still have a lot to contribute. We got a lot to contribute to agriculture. And, Mr. Chairman, coming to the bill. Well, look, we had this bill and we had 13 submissions in the Select Committee.
On to Part 4, the heart of the bill, which National Shane Arden said did three things.
It extends the period that before the sunset clause would be met, that is, it lowers the threshold for that to happen. Under the original 2001 Act, that threshold was likely to have been met within about 12 months prior to the Minister starting to discuss this amendment, which was probably likely to come up either next season or the one after it in the South Island, and a year after that. So it extends that and lowers the threshold for that to be met to about 80% of New Zealand's total milk production going through Fonterra, as opposed to what it was before, which was a formula on litres and percentages rather than the 80% straight out. And that's what it does. It is no more or less than that.
National Shane Arden speaking in the debate on Part 4 of the bill, which ended without a call for a vote until this request from the Greens.
Point of order, Gareth Hughes.
Mr. Chair, I forgot to vote in opposition at the final clause. Could the vote be reheld?
I've already cast the vote and it's too late, I'm afraid.
But the committee relented after a request from Mr. Hughes, and the vote resulted in the bill emerging from its committee stage by 107 votes to the 15 of the Greens, the Maori Party and the two independents. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.